Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
As one of Pittsburgh's largest city neighborhoods, Lawrenceville has its roots in industry. But today, being revitalized as a hotspot for shopping, dining, and art. Located less than 3 miles northeast of downtown Pittsburgh, Lawrenceville is bordered by the Allegheny River, Polish Hill, Bloomfield, the Strip District, and Stanton Heights. The community was founded in 1814 by William Foster and named for Captain James Lawrence, who gained fame on Lake Erie during the War of 1812 for his dying command to his crew, "Don't give up the ship." Lawrenceville was incorporated as a borough in 1834 and annexed into the city of Pittsburgh in 1868. The same year Lawrenceville was founded, Foster sold 30 acres of land to the U.S. government for what would become the Allegheny Arsenal. The government chose the arsenal's location on Butler Street because it was near both river transportation and the area's rich iron ore deposits. The arsenal became a supply and manufacturing center for the Union Army during the Civil War, and in 1862 was the site of a disastrous explosion that killed more than 70 workers. Lawrenceville's most famous 19th century resident was founder William Foster's son, Stephen Foster, the composer of classic American songs like "Oh, Susanna" and "Camptown Races." As the nation and the city of Pittsburgh industrialized following the Civil War, Lawrenceville became a center for manufacturing and industry, including the Schiffler plant of U.S. Steel and Iron City Brewing, which was headquartered in Lawrenceville from 1866 until 2009. Over the past decade, Lawrenceville's Main Street storefronts have attracted young artists and designers. Today, Lawrenceville blends tradition with modernity, a great place to live and work, and a prime example of Pittsburgh's Renaissance spirit.